Good afternoon. Hope you're having an awesome Erev Shabbos. So as always, let's share one of the thousands of relevant messages from this week's Torah portion that you and I can apply to our everyday lives. This week's Parsha being Parshas Metzora. Now, I'd actually like to share with you the idea that I emailed to my shul community because I think it's a really valuable lesson and perspective to take from this week's Parsha and into Pesach, as this year, our preparations for Pesach coincide with Parshas Metzora, a Parsha which talks about a specific illness that was brought on people, according to our sages, because of Lashon Hara, slander. Now, the ability to speak is one of the most powerful tools that human beings have. It's our defining character. And negative speech can literally destroy the world. You know, we're seeing the destructive power that hate speech can have, be it spoken or written or posted, tweeted, X'd. Much of the world landscape is shifting, actually, due to venomous words that are shared in our times. Simply put, words matter. And the name of the holiday that we're about to celebrate reminds us of the power of words. Our sages teach us that the word Pesach is actually a combination of two words, Pesach. Sach, peh, a mouth, sach, that speaks. Pesach, more than any other Jewish holiday, focuses on speaking, discussing, sharing, and telling. As we say in the Haggadah, V'chol ha-marbe l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim hari zeh meshubach. The more one increases the amount that they speak about telling the story of Egypt, the more praiseworthy it is. So often in life, our words are dictated by time constraints, word counts, and editors. And along comes Pesach, and we're encouraged to not have a word count, to just keep talking. Now, why is this so important? Why does it matter how many words we speak versus whether we just convey the message? To understand this, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, a great Hasidic master, shared a beautiful insight in David HaMelech's words, where he said in Tehillim, Hamanti ki adaber. Hamanti, I believe, ki adaber, because I speak. What does this mean? Well, Rabbi Nachman explains beautifully that the more we speak about our emuna, about our faith and belief, the more we actually have and strengthen our emuna, our faith and belief. Speech has the power to change and strengthen and reinforce what a person believes in. Lashon Hara is such an egregious sin because when we speak about someone, we and others start to believe it. When people speak about Israel or the Jewish people in a certain light, it has the power to change what people believe about it and us. And so too on Pesach, the holiday where the mouth is meant to speak, the more we talk, literally speak out our thoughts of emunah, of our belief in Hashem and in the miracles that He has done and continues to do for us to sustain our nation, the more that we can strengthen our emunah, our belief, and the more we strengthen the belief of those that we speak to around our Seder tables. This Pesach, with all the Jewish people, through all what the Jewish people have been experiencing, how beautiful is it for us to make a concerted effort to speak about our emunah in Hashem, for what He's done, what He continues to do, and in that merit, may we merit to see the greatest of the miracles that He will do for us once again, and then we'll talk all about those. And on that note, wishing you an awesome Shabbos, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.